You're listening to a Sun Life podcast. We pray that you be blessed by the teaching of God's word. For more information, visit sunlife.org.au. Enjoy the sermon.
Welcome to Sun Life Online. Just one more week and we get the chance to come back here and worship together as a family. And next week's going to be a huge week for us because next week we have Mother's Day, and at Sun Life Church, we don't celebrate the mums, we celebrate all the ladies in our lives. So if you're a mother, a sister, an auntie, a grandmother, we want you to be here because we want to celebrate you next week. And we've got the amazing Karen Wilson in the house. Now, Karen Wilson will be here, and I know my sister-in-law will be a blessing to you all. So make sure you are here next week. And I believe in faith, as a community, we'll be back here in full force, full number, having a great time, worshiping Jesus, and also celebrating all the ladies in our lives. Now, let me just say this, that I want to really shout out to the guys who've made this possible, because there was a bit of a hiccup at the start of the service, and I want to just really say well done to people like Jordan and Jeremiah. Thank you so much. And we had a group of people praying, believing that God will do the miracle, and God answered our prayers. And for those joining us online, thank you so much for your patience. Thank you so much for just still waiting, and you could join us right now. Hey, let me share your story. Some 15, maybe 20 years ago, I was at a Christian conference of thousands of young people, and I was in the crowd. I was seated towards the back of the auditorium, just enjoying the worship, enjoying the message. And then I noticed one of the ushers on the ushering team usher in this leader. He was a pastor. In fact, I knew him. I saw him coming through the crowd, and he was sitting at the back with me in this block here. And what I realized was that my friend, who was the pastor, was on the leadership team. He was part of the organizing team. All right, and he was trying to explain to the usher that, hey, he's got a seat at the front, at the very, very front. And of course, the usher didn't know who this guy was, and the usher didn't allow him to go to the front. And he wasn't too happy. He wasn't too happy because he was forced to sit with the rest of us, right? And I kept looking in his face, and I realized for the whole service, he wasn't impressed at all. I guess the fact that he could not sit at the front with all the other leaders and pastors, but forced to sit at the back with us. Now, I share that story not to say that I'm better than him. I share that story not to say that I don't struggle with pride. I share that story to say that leaders sometimes, the problem is that people place us on high pedestal, right? And we think that we're important. We think that we deserve to sit at the front. I want to say with you, one of the pride that I'm always struggling with at Sun Life Church is this thing called Reform Charismatic. I'm known as a Reform Charismatic pastor in the city of Perth and beyond. And sometimes the pride in me is that, I'm Reformed. Therefore, I know it all. I know it best, and I'm the Bible guy, and I'm the theological guy. See, that's dangerous. Or the charismatic to me. Well, I know how the Spirit works, and I know how God moves in the Spirit. So sometimes we have to be very careful, Sun Life Church, not to think that we are much better than the other Christians around town, right? That is a pride that we have to always struggle with. Now, I start off my message with that story to let you know that that was happening in the Church of Corinth. You see, in the Church of Corinth, there were some Christians claiming to be better than others because of their spiritual gifts. They could speak in tongues, and they could prophesy, and they could perform miraculous miracles and powers, and they thought that they were much better than the other Christians in the church. In fact, there was this tier of spirituality, and that resulted in division, disunity. And the Apostle Paul begins to hear this, and he pens a letter to his friends in Corinth to address the issue of division in the church. In fact, this morning's passage here, Paul deals with disunity in the church. And he begins to say that unity trumps diversity every day of the week. He begins to say that, yes, the church is different. Yes, there are so many different gifts in the church. But at the end of the day, we're all unified. We're all the body of Christ. So you have your Bible, turn with me to this morning's passage of study, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 27. All right, if you don't have the Bible, it's okay. The passage will be on the screen to my left, your right, and also you can open up the church app. All right, so if you have your Bible, let's turn there now and go straight to this morning's passage. Let me read you from verses 12 to 14. But just as the body, though one, has many parts, there it is, diversity. But all its many parts form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. See, this very opening few verses makes it very, very clear. Paul says to the Christians there, we're all different. We're all different. We all have different gifts, different personalities. And he begins to use the human body analogy. The body is one, but many parts. But if you look carefully in the text, look in verse 12. He says this, so it is with Christ. You see, if you think about this, the first time the Corinthians would read this, it would be so confusing. They get the fact that the body is made of many parts, and they get the fact that Paul is addressing the church. So in their minds, they would have thought, so is with the church. But Paul says, so is with Christ. He begins to bring Christ into the picture. I could imagine so many Christians getting so confused. What do you mean there are many parts to Christ? I thought Christ is Christ. There's only one Christ, Jesus Christ, the one who died and rose. What do you mean, Paul, there are many? Are there miniature Christ? Is there like a hand Christ and a feet Christ? What's going on? It's very confusing for those who would have read this for the first time. That's why we need to go to the end of this passage in verse 27. And it makes more sense. He says, now you are the body of Christ. He says, you are the body of Christ. And each one of you is part of it. He begins to remind the Christians there that every one of them, they form the body of Christ. That when they come together in worship, when they come together in service, they form the body of Christ. That Christ would manifest himself through the people of the church. That you and I as Christians today, did you know that when we come together and when we serve one another and love one another and care for one another, we manifest Christ to this world? This is not a social club. This is not a sporting club. And this is definitely not a spiritual club. This is the body of Christ. And that's what Paul is saying to the church in Corinth. He says, don't forget that every single one of you, the different parts of the body makes up Christ. And so when we live together in the way God wants us to live, we display the majesty, the beauty of Christ to the people around us. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. I want to say to you, Sun Life Church, that you, me, us, we are the body of Christ. And how we relate to one another will display the majesty, the beauty, the purity of Christ to our community. So what I want to do, as always, I want to give you three things to remember so that you and I can live as the body of Christ to display Christ to the world around us. Amen? So we are to belong to one another. That's the first thing. We need one another. That's the second thing. And thirdly, we are to care for one another. That's where I'm going this morning here. So let me pray and we'll get to work. Father God, I pray now that you would help me to expound your word. I pray that you would speak to your people through me this morning as we study scripture. Lord, thank you that we can still do this despite the technicalities at the beginning of the service. Thank you that we get to open up your word. Thank you that you are speaking to us. Holy Spirit, be our great teacher right now. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. We belong to one another. Look at verse 15. He says, now if the foot should say, because I am not the hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not be for that reason stop being part of the body. What are you noticing the text there? They're all statements, rhetorical statements. The answer is found in the statement right there. Paul is clearly saying, yeah, it's true. The foot is not the hand and the eye is not the ear. Paul says that's real true because they're all different. But just because they're different is not the reason that they don't belong together. Paul says it clearly right there. The eye is different to the ear. The foot is different to the hand. But because they are different, it is not the reason for them not to be part of the one body. You and I need to understand that what unites the human body, if you know a bit about, I guess, anatomy, is not the fact that they must be the same, because the human body is different. What unites the human body is the fact they have the same shared DNA. You see, the DNA unites the body. There is something greater than the individual parts that unites them. And for the church, for you and I today, Christians, what unites us is the fact that we have the Holy Spirit in us. The Holy Spirit, He unites us. That day when we receive Jesus into our lives, where we realize that without Jesus, we are going to die in our sin, and we accepted the wonderful good news of Jesus Christ, that day the Holy Spirit came into your life, and on that day, you're united with other brothers and sisters in the Lord, and you're part of the body of Christ. It is the Holy Spirit who unites you and me as the body of Christ. That's the reason why, if you remember, Paul says there's no more Jews, no more Greeks, no more free, no more slave, no rich, no poor. Remember, we're all one in Christ because the Holy Spirit, He unites us. I'm pretty sure for a lot of us, when we travel, when we get the chance to travel, we go to the east coast of this country, or we go into the northern hemisphere, or wherever we may be going. If you happen to meet someone, all right, for the first time, and you find out, you discover that they love the Lord and they have the Holy Spirit in them, there's this instant spiritual connection. Is that right? Like, you just begin to talk at a different level. You're talking at a very deep spiritual level. And that's because, why? We are one in Christ. We belong together. The Holy Spirit, He unites us. And we find ourselves putting aside any differences that we may have. Our cultural differences, educational differences, positional differences, and we just realize that, hey, we are one and we belong together. And there's this wonderful love that's so sincere. Is that right? That we begin to serve each other, and it's so genuine. And the way we have conversations at a really deep and spiritual level, and that's because we belong together. The Holy Spirit, He unites us. And this is so important for Sun Life Church to understand this. And here's the reason why. We are a growing church. We know that in the next few weeks, we'll have a second service. We know that we have a heart to reach the students of Aramore. We know that we want to reach this community. We know that there are so many new faces in our church at present. I was talking to one of the leaders just recently. They said to me, Pastor Ben, you know, maybe 2 years ago, I kind of knew everyone, but today I don't know half of the congregation. I'm like, yep, me too. I don't know half of the congregation, because as the church begins to grow and we have so many new family join this community here, we need to understand that we belong together. That this church here is as much ours as it is theirs. This church is as much yours as it is mine. We belong together. And when we belong together and we understand that, listen carefully, we don't give up on each other that easily. You know, when we belong together and we begin to realize there are certain differences, we're going to work it through. We're going to begin to discuss the issues. We're going to resolve the conflict. We don't pack our bags and leave. We don't go, well, because I don't like his theology, or I don't like the way they worship, you know, I'm out of here. No, no. When we really belong together, we stick it through. We begin to resolve our differences. We don't give up on each other that easily. We're going to sit down and encourage and pray for one another and believe that God is going to make things better. That's what it means to belong to one another. So I want to encourage Sun Life Church to keep that in mind. This is a season where we are growing. This is a season where when you look to your left and your right and you realize that these are people that you don't know, you need to remember the Holy Spirit has allowed every one of us to be family, every one of us to be the body of Christ, and we belong together. And as we belong together, we're going to do life together. We're going to encourage each other together, and what is mine is yours, and it's okay to invite someone to my house. It's okay to take someone out to lunch. It's okay to begin to care for people because we belong together. And friends, if we begin to live like that, we display the beauty of Christ to this community here. As the world begins to look at us, whether it's on social media or on church online right now, or as they walk through the doors of Sun Life Church on a Sunday morning, or they go into your small group, or they go into the young adults ministry or the youth ministry, or they drop the kids into kids' church, they realize, wow, there's such a sense of belonging here. And that's when we display the beauty of Christ to our community. And that's the very first point. Amen? Good. I've got an online amen there, I think, somewhere. The second thing here is that we need one another. We need one another. Look in the text with me. Verse 17. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? You see what he's doing? He's saying to the church in Corinth, stop trying to be the same. To the so-called spiritual, stop imposing your faith onto the other Christians. Stop going around saying, you've got to speak in tongues. You've got to prophesize. You've got to have dreams and learn to interpret. Stop trying to be the same. That's what Paul is saying. Paul is saying, you're all different. And because you're all different, you need to work together and you all need each other. It's very clear in the next part. He says, as there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. The implication here is that the eyes and the hands, they need each other. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. The implication is that they need each other. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if maybe the eyes and the ears could have a conversation? Imagine the ears. The ear is always upset. Always upset because the eyes always gets the compliment. Everyone is saying, oh, I love your eyes. I love the color of your blue eyes. Oh, wow, that's green. I love the lashes. I love your eyes. I can imagine the ear getting quite upset, because when was the last time the ear has ever heard someone said, I love the contours of your ear? It never happens, right? It never. And imagine the ear got upset and the ear says, I'm out of here. I'm leaving. I'm leaving because I'm upset because all the compliments and all the attention is towards the eyes, nothing towards me, and I am out of here. So the ear leaves. There's a problem. Here's the problem. Who's going to hold up the glasses? Who's going to hold up the sunnies? I'm pretty sure the nose won't be happy. The nose is like, I can't do this by myself. And if there's no one holding up the glasses or the sunnies, who gets affected? The eyes. Can you see that? We all need each other. You need me and I need you. And that's Paul's point. Paul says that we, as the body of Christ, for us to display the majesty of Christ to the world, we need each other. We need to function together. And did you know that the human body can still function without an eye, without an ear, even a nose, or even a kidney? We know that. But we know that the body would not function at its optimum capacity. And that's the reason why we all need each other here at Sun Life Church. We need each other so that we can operate at optimum capacity. If you look at this online service this morning, think about it. You know, here I am preaching. Yeah, I have no idea what the creative team is doing, but without them, I'll be lost. We need them to be on stage leading worship. We need people on the sound desk at the back. We need the hosting team right now. We need Sun Life Kids doing the online kids program for our children right now. You know, we need each other so that we can function at full capacity. That is so important. But let me also say this. We need each other so that we individually can function at full capacity. Think about that. For those who have been going to the gym lately, those amazing gym people, gym junkies, you know who you are. You know, if you want to build some muscle mass, you know that the muscle needs to do some work, but the muscle, for it to be big and to be, I guess, at full capacity, it needs nutrients, and the nutrients comes from the work of the stomach. We also know that the muscle needs oxygen, and the oxygen will come via the lungs. But we know that the oxygen and the nutrients and the water must come via the blood cells. You see, we all need each other, and especially if we want to see the muscle, this individual body part, at full potential, it needs the help of everyone else. And that's the reason why I need you to help me grow to be the Christian that God wants me to be. And I want you to know that we need each other so that we individually can reach full potential. At Sun Life Church, we say all the time, we want you to be in small groups. Like Sunday is great. You listening to a message right now is great. Coming to church and worshiping Jesus is great. But let me say this, you will not grow if you don't have people around you. You need people around you to help you grow. We need each other to reach full potential. That is so important for us to understand here. And that's what we see right here. As we begin to, I guess, support each other, as we begin to work together, as we need one another, we find out that this church here becomes healthier. And we also find out that we individually become healthier. That's the reason why Paul says you need each other. And I want you to keep that in mind, church. You have a gift to bring to the table. We need that gift so that this church will be healthy, so that the individual that you serve will be healthy. If your gift is in counseling, we want you to bring that to the table. If your gift is in mercy, we want you to bring that to the table. If your gift is in the creative, we want you to bring that to the table. If your gift is in kids or running small groups or teaching the Bible, we need you so that this place will be healthier. We need you so that every one of us will be reaching and working at full capacity. So that's the second thing there. As we begin to need one another, we grow. And thirdly, Paul says we are to care for one another. We are to care for one another. Look in the text with me. See, on the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it. Now, that's very confusing. It is so confusing. Less honorable parts? What is he talking about there? Unpresentable parts? What's going on here? This is what Paul is doing. Paul is still using the analogy of the body. He begins to say this, the less honorable, he's probably referring to the parts of the body that is not that attractive. Maybe he's referring to the intestines or the appendix or the lining of the stomach. You think about it. We have hand models. Yeah. I know, if you've got beautiful hands, you can be a hand model. We have eye models. You could be the next super eye model, but when was the last time you heard someone having intestine models? It just doesn't work, right? And so what Paul is saying is this, there are certain parts of the body that's not that honorable. And then the unpresentable parts there, he's probably referring to the reproductive system. He's referring to the private parts, the parts that we should cover up. You know, technically the gonads, right? That's a big word there, the gonads, all right? And so what Paul is saying is that there are certain parts of the body that's not that good to look at. Okay, but look carefully in the text. What does he say in the text? He says they have what? Special honor. You see that? They're treated well with special modesty. Can you see that? There is care. Okay, and what Paul is saying is this, is that those parts there, we're going to look after them. There's special care for them. We treat them with special honor. We treat them with love. Go with me to the last section, verse 25. So that there should be no division in the body. But that is, parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, then every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. What is Paul doing right here? He's saying this, that every part of the body needs to be looked after. We should care for one another. He says that if one suffer, we all suffer. If one is honor, we all rejoice. The unpresentable parts or the less honorable parts, Paul is referring to Christians who are weak in the faith. Those who are new to the faith, those struggling in the faith, those who have doubts with their walk. I'm pretty sure that there are Christians at Sun Life Church where right now you are doubting God's love for you. Maybe right now you have been praying for spiritual gifts and there is no signs of any gifts upon your life. I want you to know you are gifted. But maybe right now your head is telling you that you're not gifted. You see, what Paul is doing is this, is that there'll be weaker Christians in the church. And those who are more confident, those who are more mature, your job is to care for these Christians. Your job is to love them. Your job is to walk beside them. And that's why he would end the section by saying, if they suffer, you also suffer. If they are honored, you also should rejoice with them. You know, sometimes, you know, as Christians, we love to pray for people. You know, we hear a brother or sister in trouble, hurting, and we pray for them. Do you know that maybe sometimes the answer to the prayer is actually the person praying? That's you and that's me. As we begin to pray for someone, maybe you're the answer to that prayer. Maybe God wants you to journey with that person who's hurting. Maybe you are the person that God wants you to care for that individual. And that's what we see right here. Paul says we are to care for one another. If someone is hurting, we're hurting. But if someone is honored, we should rejoice. We should be cheering them on. We should be going by them side and saying, hey, I'm so happy for you. I rejoice with you. Because when you do that, that's a sign that you care for them. When someone in the church, I don't know, they have a promotion. They've been given something. They've been honored. Rejoice with them. As you begin to celebrate with them, you're showing the sign that you care for them. And that's what we have to do, Sun Life Church. That we are to care for one another. As we begin to look around and as this church begins to grow, may God speak to you and say, hey, go over there and pray for that person and go over there and care for that person because you will be the channel of mercy and hope. I have sent you to care for them. And when you and I live like that, we display the beauty, the majesty of Christ to the world around us. We can learn to ask questions like this. How is the real you? How is the real you? How can I support you? How can I pray for you? How can I help you this week? Is there something we can praise the Lord together? Now, as we begin to ask these questions, I really hope that God will reveal to us the need and that we are to care for one another. And friends, as you care for me and as I care for you, we display the majesty of Christ to the world around us. And that's my dream for this church here. That as we get bigger and larger, we're caring for each other more. Let me leave you with this verse here in 1 John. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, John says to the Christians there, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. Friends, as we begin to care for one another, the love of God is on display. Those three things, I really believe with all my heart, will help us display Jesus in this community here, that we belong to one another. I belong to you, you belong to me. That we are to need and work and depend upon one another. I need you, you need me. And lastly, hey, let's keep caring for each other. I want to care for you, and I want you to care for me. I don't have it all. Don't assume that as the past that everything is rosy. No, I also need people asking me those questions. How is the real bin? How are you going? How can we pray for you, Pastor? And I believe that if we keep those three things close to our heart, we will display the beauty, the majesty, the purity of Christ in this community here. And this place here is not a social club. And this place here is not a sporting club. And this place here is definitely not a spiritual club. This place here is the body of Christ. Christ is the head. We are different, but we all belong to Him. You know, can I just say this before I wrap up this morning's service here? Is that next week we come back here. That's the plan, to worship the Lord together. But obviously we'll wait for the government, and I'll give you regular updates throughout the week. Make sure you contact your community leaders if you need any support, if you need any care. I want you to know that we're here to care for you. All right. If you are new, if you are tuning in for the first time and you want to get connected, right now, if the media guys can put on the QR code, I want you to scan the QR code. Because as you scan the QR code, it gives you steps on how to get connected. All right. If you want to know more about Sun Life Church, just scan that QR code. Okay. Have a great week. All right. Let me pray a prayer of blessing upon you. And may you go well this week to be the body of Christ. Father God, thank you so much for your word. I thank you so much that your word is so relevant. It is so true that we are the body of Christ, that we belong to one another, that we need one another, and that we are to care for one another. God, as we begin to live out what it means to be the body of Christ, may we put you on display. May your beauty be on display for this community. And I pray, God, that you would draw more people back to you. I pray a prayer of blessing upon Sun Life Church. I pray that you will watch over us this week as we go out there to love our community. I pray that we will love our family well. I pray that we'll be the best family member, Lord, young and old, Lord. I pray, God, that as we get out there in the schools and in the workforce, in the community, in the sporting clubs, Lord, we will shine your love to the people around us, God. I pray, God, that you would watch over WA, watch over this country and this world with this COVID virus, Lord. Remind every one of us that you are in control, that you are supreme, you rule, you reign. Nothing is a surprise to you, God. And Lord, we look forward to next week where we will gather here physically to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, to declare that you are our risen Lord, that you are our King. And Lord, I pray next week will be a great celebration as we celebrate all the ladies in our lives, Lord. So thank you so much for your word this morning. Bless us, Lord. Watch over us as we head out this afternoon in this community, loving people as the body of Christ. And in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us at Sun Life Online. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thanks for your patience in waiting for the service. God bless you. See you all next week right here in Leederville. Bye for now.